This morning, HPR reporter Ku'uwe Hirohishi joins us with the latest on the spike in positive COVID cases on Lanai and in Hawaii County. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine, and good morning, everyone. I want to start with Hawaii County just because, you know, they've got a total case count so far of a little over 1,200 since the pandemic began. But on Sunday, this past Sunday, the Big Island did see a single day spike that got a lot of folks' attention.
Yes,
and
it did.
A single day total of 51 new coronavirus cases on Sunday that shot up the county's positivity rate to 3.8%, which is a lot higher than the rest of the state.
Yeah, when we heard that, it was yikes, because that was higher than Oahu.
Right, which is surprising given the difference in population. But there was a concern early on by some in the community that perhaps this was the result of the reopening of travel. We know Trans-Pacific and Inter-Island travel to the Big Island had begun on October 22nd. But county officials did confirm that, you know, this spike was not the result of tourists, but rather a new testing strategy that the county has taken on. Mayor Harry Kim has mentioned that they're trying to get a better idea of clusters or hunt them out before they get started. And so a lot of the reports that come in from various either doctors or hospitals or private testing companies, private testing labs, once the reports on positive cases come into the Department of Health, that information is shared with the county, and then the county can sort of deploy testing around those cases, which kind of surprised to say it hasn't happened yet, but is this sort of spike in cases as a result of that is what Kim says. Here he is to kind of explain this three-tiered approach to testing, from district testing is what he's going to cover, and targeted testing. And then there's also spot testing. Here he is.
We have number one, what we call district test. That means every district on this island are tested as regular basis as possible to get a database of what's going on the whole island. And number two is what we call target testing, based on information on what we're getting. You know, let's say so many people went to the urgent care in Kona. You know, we get a copy of that report to the Department of Health, and you start to see, you know, numbers of 2, 3, 4 in a certain area. And that's what we identify as our target testing for a specific geographic area, and we have testing there that's free to the public.
Free to the public, right? So then they've got spot testing, which is not going to be open to the public, but that's in instances where they've seen, for example, residents in multifamily housing complexes, for example, or inmates at the Hawaii Community Correctional Center. When they see one or two positive cases, they'll send out the testing crews. The county has contracted three separate companies, Premier Medical Group, which we've heard of a lot across the state, but also SNG Labs and Ali'i Health, who has been doing a lot on the west side. And so the idea is to identify the potential for community clusters and try to prevent them before they happen.
So then the spike of the 51 cases that we saw over the weekend, was that a result of the spot testing?
So yes and no. There was spot testing at an affordable apartment complex in Pipe'ekill, where they were able to identify a cluster of about 15, and then another on the Kona side of about 23 at a housing area there. But this, you know, that doesn't account for all of the cases that were in that cluster. They are seeing a lot more on the west side of Hawaii Island recently, I guess. So, you know, everyone who's been following the uptick in cases on the Big Island noticed early on that there was a lot of activity on the Hilo side, social gatherings and sort of other types of events, and now like the Yukio Okutsu State Veterans Home. But now we're seeing some clusters pop up on the west side. I was able to speak to Kona Representative Nicole Lowen, who says she's had her and her staff have been monitoring, you know, the the case data and trying to figure out how they can get the word out to their community. But she's really wanting more in terms of enforcement, but also the narrative or the reason why these cases are popping up in Kona. She wants to know, is it a birthday party? Is it social gathering? Where can we put our resources to contain that spread? So here's Loen.
I wish Department of Health would provide a little more like narrative context around the case numbers. It's like we can track the data and kind of come up with it ourselves, but it is a lot of work. So it'd be nice if they would help do that, to put those case numbers into words that people understand. And then, you know, it would be great to see on Hawaii Island. I know that Oahu invested some CARES Act funds in like an enforcement unit within their PD. I think something like that, like a specific COVID enforcement unit, to really focus on, you know, getting people to wear masks and making sure businesses are doing their part, that could be really helpful as well.
So that is something that Mayor Kim had mentioned that he is open to, but we have not seen any movement yet on it. But over on Lanai, which has, I think, been on the minds of many here in Hawaii, the number of COVID-19 cases on the island seems to have stabilized, according to Mayor Victorino. A second round of testing is planned for Saturday, and the county health officials are urging residents to get tested a second time. To see what that snapshot of COVID looks like in that small community. So far, 94 confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the island, which may seem like a small amount, but when you think about the overall population of Lanai, a little under 3,000 people, you've got one school, one gas station, two grocery stores. When you talk about community transmission and the potential in such a small, tight-knit community, that was really the early-on concern for a lot of healthcare officials. But we got to speak to Lanai resident and former Maui County Councilman and State Representative for the island, Saul Kaho'ohalahala, who had mentioned that, you know, he was a bit surprised of the news, because his sort of immediate circle had been just really taking all these precautions to keep Lanai COVID-free. And so when he realized that, you know, COVID is on island, I think a lot of the island was sort of shook by that. What do we do now? We know healthcare officials were saying early on that the majority of the cases were multifamily housing units, and you know, the potential for within the family transmission was a worry. But Kaho'ohalahala sort of took a bigger picture step back to see what Lanai hopes to learn from this little outbreak.
Perhaps this was the moment in time that we needed to reassess our situation. And for Hawaii, is it okay for us to go back to what we would refer to as normal, and perhaps reassess whether or not that was truly a normal part of Hawaii? And if not, then it requires us to begin to make the policy changes and begin to be serious about that, so that we can fully accommodate what is necessary for us to be self-reliant and sustained in Hawaii, meaning a healthy economy, healthy people, healthy environment.
So Lanai right now is under lockdown, and I think these ideas and thinking about the future for their island is really, you know, part of what's going on in the community.
Yeah, and I was watching the news conference with the mayor, and I know he said, fortunately, a lot of the folks aren't really serious. I think they've medevaced, I think one to Oahu, one to Maui, and then the others were just being treated on island. But we've got to keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully everybody, you know, maintains and is not too serious.
Yes, yeah. Thoughts and prayers for those on Lanai.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Mahalo.
That was Kuvehi Reishi. Look for her stories on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.